wanted to leave history behind on what happened to me and some of the co-workers here in this county. And it kind of gives the inside look at a phosphate plant, mainly the chemical plant where phosphoric acid is made.
Our CDC and the liars in Washington, D.C. have only had success in countries that speak English for the vast majority of the disposal of their hazardous waste product. That means that you and I and our children in the United States are the largest consumers of hydrofluosilicic acid. Call it what it is. Hydrofluosilicic acid. What is that? Hydro's water, fluo, fluoride, silicic sand, and it's missing an electron. It's acidic. It'll kill.
Scotty Howes and Mars, rebels and the whiteness. My world is so small inside our cozy walls, so warm and so threatened by the end of days. Time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet grasp around my chest. I will pry its bony fingers free. Corners of the homes where once human minds did dwell. The earth is thrown asunder, the gods' deafening thunder sweeps over and crumbles all we knew. Time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you. Cold may come surround us, death's hand try to bind us. I will pry his bony fingers free. The time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas. It's 20 October, 2012. I'm Just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's research page is titled Force Majeure. And you can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area, keep in mind that you're hearing real talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. We don't screen callers, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, news speak, double think, NPR, Rush, Laura, Sean, Glenn, or Michael. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. And that call-in number is 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join the conversation. Please support our sponsors and consider making a donation to our pledge drive. republicbroadcasting.org is a one-of-a-kind news and information resource, as it regularly presents offerings that are exclusive to this network. Now, each week I gather together easily double the notes you'll see published today, while the rest remain in a Word doc on my desktop. Let me know if you'd like to receive them. I'll pick up right after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is your call to action.
Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
I was born in Portland town, yes I was. I was married in Portland town, yes I was. Children I had one, two, three, yes I did. Frank, Jimmy, and Johnny made three, yes they did. Sent my children off to war, yes they did. Killed my children one, two, three, yes they did. Murdered my children, one, two, three, yes they did. I won't have no kids no more, no I won't.
Now, for those of you of a certain age, you may recognize the lyrics to that tune called Portland Town, as sung by the late Daryl Adams, who once lived in Portland, Oregon. This is a song that was made famous by Marianne Faithfull back in the middle 60s. But to pick up where we left off, as you know, I compile research notes every week, but don't often publish all of them. And so, if you'd like to receive these research notes, simply send me an email to larkintexas@gmail.com, and I'll send them to you as a Word doc attachment. Typically, my research centers on religio-philosophy, as it may pertain to well-being, real economy, real law, the nourishing of body and soul, but I also just try to stay on top of the mounting threats to our lives, our liberties, and the freedoms too many of us took for granted. Today, we're going to be joined in conversation by Mr. William Blair of Infraspect, spelled I-N-F-R-A, like infrared, but infraspect.com. And we're going to be discussing terms of art and the difference between being intelligible and intelligence, among other things. I want to share with y'all a quote by Frederick Douglass, in American history, a man of letters, public intellectual, and a former slave. This is what he said. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed on them. And these will continue till they have been resisted with either words or blows, or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the tolerance of those whom they suppress. The title of today's broadcast is Force Majeure. Now, this is a French term, literally meaning greater force. And it is a clause which is inserted into contracts very often, especially insurance contracts, as it pertains to liability in the event that there is a natural or unavoidable catastrophe which may interrupt the expected course of events. And as it restricts or compels participants into fulfilling obligations. Merely a word to keep in mind. Force majeure is part and parcel to every contract you can imagine today, whether written or oral. There are other words which I'll get to directly, but I want to tie in today those common misunderstandings, especially in today's political environment, for words such as altruism and the trivium, the quadrivium, and the like. But do we have William on the line? How are you today there, William?
Good afternoon. It apparently is afternoon for you and just there for me. It's a little rainy but perfect day, and I am appreciating your preface to this dialogue.
Well, very good. I have to tell you, I once lived in Portland, and so I couldn't help but think of the tune today, because I know you live in Oregon, though probably closer to Eugene than to Portland. Yes?
Yes, I'm in the mountain region east of Eugene, Oregon.
Well, I wonder, for the benefit of the listeners, William, if you can tell us about a little of your background and the work that you've been engaged in for a very long time.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. InfraSpec was founded in 1992 out of a demand for the very things that you've brought up and mentioned today in your preface. The idea was to go into deep technical audits. So we go into the field and we look at community, and I know that's an interesting word, and I have the definition in front of me. What we do is we go in and look for dysfunctional aspects within a community as well as behaviors of the artificial persons within a community.
And, of course, this can be seen through the connection of so-called terms or words of art as they're put forward in communication, public relations, press releases, but then the actual codes or statutes, regulations, policies, and, of course, their actual implementation within these so-called communities, yes?
Right, and we look at that as concept encoding, speech encoding, obviously the big one which we are so faced with in all aspects of society, and that's deception.
And that, I think, is the operative word, because in a sense, what we're uncovering with the work that you described is the disconnect between these words which are foisted upon us, promulgated throughout the media, and how they are, in fact, deceptive and intended that way.
And that is true. The even as you brought up, you mentioned real law, which is very important that you commence with that, and the difference between intelligence and intelligibility. The forced law, the force of law, obviously, comes from what is known as the capstone doctrine. And that's important in these contemporary times of the modern era. The capstone doctrine commingles the military and civil aspects of public obedience and compliance.
Yes, and it frankly supersedes things like constitutional law and much of the disjointed language of statutes and codes and regulations and everything else. It's important that we understand what is meant by capstone doctrine.
Absolutely.
The average listener would say, well, do you mean the capstone on the pyramid? And in a sense, we do mean that.
I contemplate that, and obviously we look at that very carefully because that goes into such a dynamic as a international religious corporation known as the UN. It's important to note a couple Supreme Court cases that are very clear, and it says basically where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation that would abrogate them, and that's obviously some U.S. Supreme Court cases.
And, of course, we're referring to the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution.
Absolutely, and the U.S. Constitution is a trust with beneficiaries. If it's the law or a proposed law or alleged law or rule or regulation is repugnant to the Constitution, then that is null and void, and that's cited in Mayberry versus Madison.
Or Marbury versus Madison, yes.
Right.
And, of course, but a lot of this that we might hold to be true is easily massaged away, even obliterated, obscured by terms of art. Hold that thought there, will you? Let's take this break.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to put forward this word, altruism, as I think an interesting term of art. Now, we know that this word, altruism, or this word, altruist, points to the unselfish concern for the welfare of others. It is described as selflessness. In zoology, It is the instinctive behavior that is detrimental to the individual, but favors the survival or spread of that individual's genes, as by benefiting its relatives. But it's important to bear in mind, altruism is just one other word, a school of thought, which is like so many other words. There are very often, almost always, myriad numbers of definitions, interpretations, and meanings. It was actually coined by a French philosopher named Auguste Comte, C-O-M-T-E, Auguste Comte, who is called the father of sociology. He's the French philosopher that actually coined this word, altruism. So we cannot suppose that we understand its meaning altogether unless we take the time to find out. And Auguste Comte himself was heavily influenced by another French philosopher named Henri de Saint-Simon. And so I think it instructive that we take a look at these gentlemen's lives. Two very important words. Altruism. Sociology. Sociology, remember, the father of American communitarianism, or the man simply called the father of communitarianism, is a dual Israeli-American citizen named Amitai Etzioni. E-T-Z-I-O-N-I. What is Mr. Etzioni, Herr Werner Falk, but a sociologist? And given that everything today is relative to policy, and don't forget, it was Plato himself and others around him at the time, others later, that said that his famous The Republic might better be translated as politia, which relates to policy. And of course, that's what we have today, and what is still called a republic, is we have a police state. Everything is governed by policy. And we don't have public servants so much anymore as we have people on someone's payroll in an interlocking corporate directorate of things. And it also bears mention that when we speak of rights, and particularly as they may be related to the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, that that word right is very different from what we understand as Americans to be rights, as in our American Bill of Rights. It's all been balanced. It's been harmonized, so-called. And the person to look to would be the father of humanism, or what's called secular humanism. And that would be the biography of someone by the name of Paul Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z. This man is still alive. He's in his mid-80s. It's quite instructive to look at the biographies, the backgrounds, the thought processes that went into these seminal figures. When we speak to altruism, being selfless, not being greedy, we have to understand precisely what they mean. And so I think it's important to understand, as I've noted before, that even the biblical, even the Christian conception for the golden rule is intended to be obscured. Hang on there, William. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Okay, welcome back. So I think what I'm trying to say, William, is that we have a new world coming into view. And this world, just as the one before it, is governed largely by language. If y'all will go to Rosa Corey's website, that's the Post-Sustainability Institute, postsustainabilityinstitute.org. And you can read a very simple, down-to-earth, every man's interpretation of this thing called communitarianism. But I also speak to rights. We no longer have rights, ladies and gentlemen. We have duties, immunities, and responsibilities. We have the law of contract. And government today is really policy, which is part and parcel of any police state. This is a fact of life, whether we want to agree to it or not. But if you'll read that, entitled The Individual and the Collective, she likens this thing to having two glasses set before you on a table. One glass is full of water. We can call that a republic with a Bill of Rights. The other glass is full of milk, and we can call that the communitarian state. With a pitcher next to these glasses, also on the table, pour them both into the pitcher. What do you have? It's not water anymore. It's milk. Watery milk. But milk, not water. And this is called the third way, or communitarianism. It's the basis for communitarian law today. And I know that, William, you have done extensive research into this. You dissect the language and understand the language like few others that I have met. In your document, some 200 pages entitled Indigenous Identity Theft and Fraud, and especially as it concerns matters of liberty, I wonder if you would, for the listeners, describe what this document portends and what is its intention.
Well, basically, what happened was that, and this follows your well-made points about altruism. There is a, let me start with these words. The altruism runs concurrent with the capstone doctrine, and that goes after a process of distinguishing from the constitutional republic, which was individual liberty, to the collective, of which Ms. Corey has brought up so well. What has happened in this country to all people who are all indigenous is an unnaturalization process. That means the original being, the real human, is subjugated to the prerogatives of the overstate.
And so it's the human being himself or herself that is under attack. Because with globalism, really what we have is a policy of genocide.
It is, and it's sometimes they call it a limited genocide. One of the things that is very important as it's coming out here in following your points made is that the capstone doctrine is interoperable on a global scale. And the deception, the matters of deception go into what is known as conversational hypnosis. Now, the method that was putting all of these artifacts into place, politically, socially, literally, to the management of the DNA of a human, was collaborative governance. And basically, it means that the inner circle, instead of being representative, becomes the deciders, the stakeholders, and their facilitators. This is not.
These are the people that are schooled in the language communities organize or to facilitate meetings to garner consensus, even if it's all really just fakery.
Right. In connection with the capstone doctrine, it goes to consensus reality. In other words, those seated at the table make up reality. Reality does not make up them.
Yes.
The other elements that go into the theft paper are very comprehensive and well substantiated. The the liberty matter is obviously different from the rights. And under the capstone doctrine of interoperability, there's a network of understanding, literally that word understanding. These are memorandums of understanding.
In other words, they come below.
They come below.
The capstone doctrine, and they fit right in with the collaborative governance scheme, or
right.
the collaborative management of the people's scheme.
Right, and as you've distinguished, the rights, fake rights, false rights, acquiescence to benefits, is really under what they know is known as a functional specialization. Now, that means that the citizen can argue over the number of beans that they will eat in a day or consume, but they will not decide on whether they're consuming beans or rice.
Well, that's right, and that's why as a person who's been involved in optimal nutrition concerns for a very long time, I can see it. I see, frankly, a Sovietized collectivist agricultural economy coming into view. And as a person who doesn't trust the labels on products in a grocery store, I find that to be a threat to my life, liberty, and property, which is me, myself, and I.
It's important because you're talking about when you're talking about yourself, you're representing the superlative degree of being, that of a original being. The collaborative system obviously is a method through collectivism, and collectivism requires this, and this is mandated throughout the doctrine and dogma, that is collapsing wrongdoing to the authority of the higher cause, and all acts are prohibited unless otherwise authorized. Now, I'm not talking theory. I'm literally making citations from documents and in some cases, federal court cases.
In a larger sense, you're schooling our listeners to the reality of the way language is employed today.
And
in these dry government documents that so many of us are frankly divorced from, and we wonder what the heck is happening in our world.
We call it the Rothschild model, and it required, and this was by Baron Rothschild, basically said, we're going to make everything abstract. We're going to make it simple.
Or abstruse, yes.
Yeah,
and that's part of what this coded language is all about as part of the curriculum in the schools today, all the way through from preschool through graduate school.
Absolutely.
They deliberately use this dry kind of non-threatening language for the ends that they wish to achieve, and in which case they don't want too many people to become educated. They don't want them to learn about history. They're gonna cull their herd just with language. So your facility with language is very important in this new world to come. Would you say so?
Yes. In other words, you've just described chaos, order out of chaos, or ordered chaos, confusion. At that point in the third part of this run, in comes the experts who are accredited, authenticated, and at this level on the world and the global situation, that accreditation and that authentication occurs at the UN level.
And of course, these experts in a technocratic society are really little more than the people who are skilled in the use of the language.
Sure.
They've been thoroughly indoctrinated, and their shoulders have been tapped to now be labeled the experts that we should all rely upon for our knowledge.
Ms. Corey brought this up in the sense of the Delphi techniques and so forth, which involve thought reform, mind control, values, and brainwashing. And basically, in a sentence or in a phrase, this means replicate or alienate. all disbanded.
Yeah. This is how they advance their conformist agenda or their indoctrination agenda upon even the so-called leaders or thought leaders, the experts. Yes.
Yes, and as the emergencies and the controlled oppositions and structured conflicts reach a more dynamic, lethal level, you end up with jihads confronting one another, and basically this becomes an issue of dissenting religion. In other words, the academic community, various people have said that religion is the opium of the masses, and I responded with that in the identity theft paper and said science is the opiate of intellectuals.
That's absolutely right, because science is every bit an opiate as they even deem religion. There's just no doubt. And, of course, we have an epidemic of false science all around us at all times. I lost my train of thought there for a moment, but we have Richard in Washington on the line. Would you want to hear what Richard has to say?
Go ahead.
Richard, what have you got for us today? Welcome.
Great information, but my real question is, understanding we're in an open-air prison under martial law and having to deal with corporate identity and contract, where do we take our grievances? What is the place where we can get this material heard? Because our judicial system, our judges have been extinct since 1789.
Well, we've heard you bring that up already today on the network. It was very good information. You want to respond to that, William?
You're doing it, and by speaking what you've said, you've given valuable information, which sets off 16 points that are in an attachment on the identity theft paper, and that basically includes the particulars of what you've just mentioned, but 15 more about what is really going on in the United States Corporation. The reason that we're addressing the indigenous reality is that there is a true and a ancient title involved in that personality, and it's also paralleling natural law. The deceptions have caused a lot of chaos, a lot of misunderstanding. And when you read through the various things we've done, such as the profiling intrusions on community action groups, activists, and citizens, which is 706 pages and 35,000 exhibits. And what happens with that, coupled with the indigenous identity theft, which applies to you as a natural, a real human, you're going to see not only a detection of the problem, but you're going to see a roadmap way out of it, and it's not simple. It requires a human decency. It requires intelligibility based on intelligence gathering. And it takes a discernment that goes to principles, to convictions. The capstone apparatus, the global lowest hanging fruit kind of a mentality of public mind says we must be real simple and we must have values neutral based on market-driven standards, and the state produces the quality of life as a product. And these are not my opinions or interpretations. These are facts.
And this is part and parcel of what we understand is really socialism. It is a pure form of socialism that we find ourselves living under today. It combines corporatist governance and, frankly, as you point out, many other things, including religion, I would venture to say, because in my research notes today, I've included links to the encyclopedia definitions for Tikkun Olam, TikkunOlam, which is interpreted to mean repairing of the world, but also that term Midrash, Midrash. And I think that pretty much rounds out what I had to say today vis-a-vis altruism, because we have to have an understanding of altruism in the context of the people who shaped this term originally and who are shaping it to this day, particularly within the collaborative governance scheme. Hold on there, Richard. William, you too. Let's take this break and we'll have some final thoughts in a moment.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
So, William Blair, I know your website is infraspect.com. Is that correct? Is it O-R-G?
It's .com.
Okay, that's spelled I-N-F-R-A, infraspect.
That is correct.
.com, and I know your email address. I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to write, William, is auditor, A-U-D-I-T-O-R, at infraspect.com. Would you have about 30 seconds follow-up, Richard, before we allow William to close the show?
From Tempting of America by Robert Bork, he says, we are governed not by law or elected representatives, but by an unelected, unrepresentative, and here's the key word, unaccountable committee of lawyers applying no will but their own. So my question is, again, has your guest found a location where we can take any appeals and or grievances and or any considerations? Would that be the
UN? I think you kind of answered that. I don't think we can. We don't have the ammunition as the people to air our grievances before any governing body today. And I think that's what William was alluding to. I think really we have to become educated first. We can't to take responsibility for our lives. It doesn't serve our interest, I think, to get angry. What we need to do is get educated. What would you say, William?
Let me describe your situation, Richard. Your situation is this. You're being subjugated involuntarily to a global interdiction program.
Fraudulent inducement, but where do we appeal that?
So what you do is you're going to go on multiple fronts. You're going to have a dynamic response. It's called offensive reciprocal. It means that you have to actually understand the technical nature of these courts, these bar courts, and lawyers. You have to go one-on-one to respect and regard the law in itself. The law is the collective organization of an individual's right to defense. What you're up against is we'll just call it a groupthink, that law is that which is to the advantage of the majority. That's your problem. Now, in the community sense, I will give you some keys that are very important to go with that. One is that a community is not what it's been misconstrued. A community goes to a common property in common, but it is not a partnership. When you go in and look at the courts, the lawyers, and so forth, you have to bring on some substantive and real claims, such as, are the attorneys working in and out of the judicial branch of government? So you go after the court itself. You go after the judge. You hold the judge to their canons. You hold the attorneys and all officers of the court to their canons. From there, you're going back and looking at what is your cause of action.
And you have to challenge jurisdiction. Well, I want to say thank you, Richard, and especially to you, William, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Now, please visit William's website and stay tuned to RBN. It's true.